so you can...
Alright, look at that shot.
Well, alright, this is strip three with the first appearance of the pigeon, of course, who stays for quite a while.
That's pretty neat, though.
And it becomes a main character throughout, without any screens of dialogue. It's quite an easy role to play. Yeah, so it's more of Sean and his sidekick, Jacob, who doesn't appear in any kind of Reckless Youth and isn't known by anyone. He moved away and probably hit by a car or something.
Yeah, well...
it happens.
And fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'd just like to add that the first panel was actually one of my favourite shots in the whole feature. It was quite a good close-up we have here with the... We had a brilliant light that day, and you can see it glinting off of Pom's eye.
Yeah. You know how to get laser eye surgery, because that really, like, burnt a hole in my eye.
Yeah, it was rather unfortunate, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, it was.
We neglected to mention the reappearance of the wise old sage, or Sean, in the last page. He plays a much bigger role here. It's Sean and Jacob, isn't it?
Yeah, it was originally not going to be Sean, but the person that the big guy that we scripted in had disappeared. Another one of those things. So we had to draft Sean in, who was in the first panel, of course.
Yeah, Jacob was he the not so wise old sage?
Yeah,
he
wasn't as advanced. He was like a student.
His original title.
Thus the Muttley laugh.
Yeah, which we find on the seventh panel
and the third to last one.
Yeah, which would be the ninth panel, because it's two panels on from the seventh panel.
And notice how it's only them in the actual thing, in the actual plane.
Yeah, and crudely constructed.
Crudely, of course.
We didn't really have much time. The pigeon.
Yeah, maybe it was a disguise. I don't know. They built it. We gave them a day and so, here you go, make one.
And that's what we got at the end of it.
And you see, I'm capturing the pigeon here on my own without any help.
You did it rather savagely. I think we originally had this choreographed, but it didn't work out. So I think you just, in the end, since the pigeon broke loose, we just ad-libbed it.
Yeah. You see, there was also a big fight scene between me and the pigeon, but it got out of hand and we just used some spectator footage of them flying the plane, which we weren't actually going to use, but fan filmed it, and we thought, this is good.
Because otherwise we would have had to take him to court and
all
that business, and nobody really wanted that. I mean, we were running low on budget as it was. I mean, I'm sure you can tell.
Notice here that the pigeon is strangled and killed and remains dead for the rest of the strip.
That didn't actually happen.
You see, that is Claude in a suit. And
I'm rather embarrassed about that.
Yeah. That fake sound of him dying is rather fake. You can kind of hear it.
Should I do my version of it?
Yeah, go on. See, it sounds like a castrated duck. Okay, I think next on to the next trip.